I'm Tara.
And I'm Ashley.
Each week, two movies battle it out in a bracket-style competition to find the ultimate romantic comedy.
This is The Trope Report. Hey, Ash.
Hey, Tara.
This week, we're discussing How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days versus Long Shot.
Long Shot is the number 5 seed with an 81% on Rotten Tomatoes.
And in the most insane thing that I think has ever happened on the show, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days is a number 12 seed with a 42% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's insanity.
And we have guests this week.
Yay! Welcome, Paris. Welcome, Natalie.
Woohoo! Woo, thanks for having me.
An honor to be here, an honor to be back.
Give us a little background, Paris. You're here for both supporting roles of movies?
Listen, I just think this is an amazing matchup. I mean, I think it's an unfair matchup. I think How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, there's just nothing that can beat it, right? Like, it is just the quintessential rom-com.
Yes.
But Long Shot has such a special place in my heart because this sounds crazy. I relate to it.
But like, that's what you say about every movie on this bracket.
Yes, but one thing about Paris is in high school, she was most likely to be president. We all thought she was going to be president.
Oh.
At one point, I thought she was going to be her secretary of state.
Is that still a possibility, do we think, Paris? Could you be president?
I mean, never say never. You know what I mean? I was just, I'm out here grinding and trying, and like, we can get into it with Long Shot. That's what I always
say.
I'm
called
always
on
like,
to
we
run.
Can get into it. No, I literally had a conversation with a boy last week telling me, oh, you're too intimidating, whatever, because I'm too powerful. Anyway, we'll get into it.
Save it for Long Shot. Save it for Long Shot.
If the world leaders call her to run for office, she will do it.
She will do it. I would vote. I really would.
I really would too.
Natalie. You are here backing How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Natalie is a childhood friend, and she was the one who introduced me to How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Whoa. Was I really?
Slumber party at my house. We're laying on the floor, sleeping bags, and you're like, we got to watch this movie.
It's just so good.
It's so good.
Nothing can beat that weird, unpredictable way that two people can meet. I mean, it's just so bizarre. It works.
I love it.
You can't beat it.
I love everything about it. So why don't we just get into it, right? Let's do How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. I have a little synopsis. Wrote this quickly, so let's see. Okay. Kate Hudson and Matthew McConaughey star in this adorable, fun, flirty romantic comedy. And may I just say, no two human beings ever looked better on this planet Earth than they do in this movie. They are at their prime. Magazine writer Andy is playing Ben, and executive Ben is playing Andy, and they both don't know it. What could go wrong and what could absolutely go right? Tune in to get a nonstop giddy fest.
Oh my goodness.
As we talk about How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
I thought that
great
wasn't bad,
summary.
Guys.
So good.
I felt like that wasn't bad.
It was really
so
good.
Great summary. Okay. So right off the bat, this might be weird, but this movie reminds me of Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
What?
Two out of this world hot people each trying to play each other. And I think I've been trying to rack my brain of why this movie sticks with like every person who sees it. And I think it's because nothing beats two incredibly hot people doing this.
That's what we want to see. I'm sorry. We want to see good looking people.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Everyone's attractive.
Yeah.
I also just think Kate Hudson's comedic timing in
this she's amazing.
Is unparalleled. Yeah. Like, every little facial, every little, like, bit, it's just, like, you see yourself. Like, you have made this face. Like, she's not acting. I think she's just being a girl.
Yes.
And I think she's just really playing the part. She sells it beyond anything. I mean, Matthew McConaughey, like, obsessed, like, forever. Like, I'm down with him.
But,
like, Kate Hudson, she just kills it, like, with her little faces, like, you know what
Completely.
I mean? Like, I can't get over it.
One of my favorite scenes, just talking about her faces, is when she bites into the burger when her boss is like, you shouldn't be eating with your mouth open. One of my favorite scenes.
With me. I love that.
It's so good. Okay.
I think I love it because I think the chemistry between Matthew McConaughey and Kate Hudson
Unmatched.
is unmatched. Yeah, great word.
Which, like, I thought I found out that they weren't actually friends or something. Like, they didn't actually like each other.
That makes for the best chemistry, though. Ooh. That makes for the best chemistry, because that was the same thing in The Notebook.
That's true.
They were electric, too, and they hated each other while they were filming. That's
true. Mm. Very true.
I mean, enemies to lovers romance. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You can't beat it. Okay, for people that are living under a rock and don't know this, though, Andy is a magazine writer. She is given a task to write How to Lose a Guy in 10 days, obviously. Ben is given the task to get a girl, hold on to her for 10 days, and make her fall in love.
Get a girl to fall in love with him.
Which is crazy.
Crazy.
But wait, why does he do this? Why is this in place for him?
It's because he's getting the diamond thing, right?
He has a work contract that's determined based on the fact that he falls in love.
That's
which
true.
Is the most ridiculous premise.
Both works are psychotic. Because psychotic. One is the whole reason that she's writing How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days is because they want to write it on her friend who just got broken up with. Which, right. Let's talk side characters for a second.
Amazing.
I love them.
Catherine Hahn.
Catherine Hahn.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's finally getting her flowers. Yeah. But she's been great this whole time.
Yes.
So funny.
I think what's so great about this movie, too, is I think sometimes, like, the female character can sometimes be annoying, like, as you're, like, as a woman watching, you're like, mm-hmm. oh, you're being, like, so dumb. But I think everyone loves Kate Hudson, and I love this her relationships with her girlfriends. Yes. Like, you just start off mm-hmm. so strong in the beginning, like, oh, wallowing, like, you've known him for a week. Like, girl, get it together. And mm-hmm. I'm like, right before we start podcasting, talking to Ashley about the they just capture girlhood so well. Like, bringing over the samples, like, everything. It's like, that part, too, I think, just makes it even more warm. And so you fall in love with Andy as a person first, when normally you just hate the girl, I feel.
I think both of these characters are the coolest versions of, like, a girl and a boy ever.
Yes.
And I think that's also part of it, mm-hmm. where you're just like, I want to be as cool as Andy. The first time we see her, she's getting tickets to the Knicks game.
Yeah.
She wants to be a serious reporter and write about politics and war. Like, she's just instantly the coolest girl ever. The way that she has such confidence with men and just has these men wrapped around her finger.
She has no...
She also has insane fashion. Anyone notice her bags, her big old Prada, all of the Burberry? We can get into that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, she's the it girl.
Completely.
She's the it girl.
I love how she, like, doesn't even question, like, of course I could get a guy to fall in love with me instantly, and they just go to the bar, and that, like, she just makes it happen instantly. And when she, okay, the first interaction between her and Matthew is on fire, electric, snapping. I mean, it is incredible. They say one word to each other back and forth.
I know.
Why can't I do this?
I mean, this is where the term spark came from. This is why we all didn't know how to date, because we wanted this and it didn't exist.
No.
They are so cool. They're so confident in themselves. They are just the coolest people in the world.
Yeah, I love it.
And I'm just kicking my feet the whole time.
Giddy!
Like, throughout the movie, it's like every 2 minutes, it's like, oh, here I go again. The feet are flapping.
And then you go out and she has to get on his motorcycle and go eat seafood. And Come on.
Hey, call out to Ash. She always says this is such a romantic date, eating crabs. I don't get it, but that's Ash's cup of tea.
Maybe Paris will.
Crazy. No, I thought that was crazy. Like, also, in New York City, if a man took me out on the street right now and said, hey, let's go crack it open, I said, I'm going home to Maryland. Like, what?
I completely agree.
No,
I'm not going. I could go get the bodega. Like,
I love completely agree. Get down and dirty with food. I loved watching her eat that burger. I loved watching
she looks
them
the burger. I'm on board.
She's relatable.
With. The burger.
Eat
I'm
the
good
crabs.
With the crab.
She can crack that crab leg.
No,
that was hot, and you know Matthew McConaughey fell for her in that moment.
Listen, maybe
he was testing.
Yeah, maybe.
So how you crack?
Then
girl?
We get that little line: true or false, all is fair in love and war.
That was crazy.
We're off to the races, people. We are
so
off
flirty.
To the races.
So good.
Yeah.
I love it. They go home together, but they don't sleep together. No. This is a little crazy for me because I don't get, like, they're making out, they pull away, they make out again, they're on the bed, and then she's like, I want you to respect me. I respect you. I want you to respect that I respect you. Like, I don't know.
It didn't age well. This scene didn't age well.
Well, it just doesn't make sense. Like,
what? Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
There is. Have you guys seen Love is Blind season 6? Because I was saying this, like, the best friend that she's emulating reminds me of Chelsea from Love is Blind, who everyone thinks is crazy, and Paris is like, I kind of get it. Like, oh, no.
Anyway. Yeah, no, that's crazy.
That's so crazy. Well, okay, that hit close to home. Any listener out there, maybe it hits close to home, too, for you.
I'm crying.
Oh my god. Okay, so basically they are game, set, match, off to the races. I love just the back and forth that we get now of craziness. Both mm-hmm. Well, he's just going on, she's dropping these crazy psychotic mm-hmm. things, and he has to keep coming back and be like, I love you, I can put up with this, this mm-hmm. is totally fine, this is a relationship. So she first starts small, and she just asks for a Diet Coke with 1 minute left in the next game. Which
this is small? I'm sorry, this is...
I mean, I guess because I just don't care about sports, so I wouldn't care.
For those...
I'm dying to do
for
this.
For sports, you this is like my true test. Like the worst moment of their life.
That is a true test. That's a good one.
But it's such an iconic moment. Oh, I would love to do this to someone.
Why? I don't care about sports enough. I think it wouldn't matter. I'm with Tara.
I just think it's fun.
Yeah, it would be fun to try it out.
For someone who cares that much about the Knicks.
Mm. Yeah. If I said to JC with 1 minute left, can you go get me a Diet Coke?
With a buzzer beater game, like.
Yeah. With the Ravens playing, he would be like, he would probably first off not even hear me because he would be too focused. So, yeah. Okay, so I thought that was small for me. But anyway, I mean, she jumps to when she, I might be jumping a little bit, but this is what I'm remembering that really stuck with me. When it's the boys' night and all the guys are there for poker and she comes in, drops their little dog on the table. The dog's like peeing or something. She's feeding all the guys cucumber sandwiches. I mean, how is this not worse than the next game?
It's insane.
She blows his nose
yes!
in front of everyone and said, healthy. That's crazy. Like, that scene is, like, she was trying so hard.
I loved it.
I think the biggest red flag she did in that movie was when she made the photo album of what their future kids yeah. will look like.
Yes.
He said, our kids are really attractive. And also, here's them yodeling in Switzerland or whatever. I'm like, girl, what? Like, she went just extreme. And, like, honestly, I just want one. I want to do this sometime. Like, I want to find one
Why
guy.
Don't you
like,
just
see how crazy I can do it.
Please reenact this movie. And during our next bonus episode, you can we'll come in it. And report. Please.
Maybe I already have.
I also
oh, my God.
Anyway, this isn't about me. I also love the one where she brought over the box of stuff at like the very beginning when he like
all the pink stuff,
all the pink, like the pink cover on the toilet, and the badge is still in the cabinet.
Putting photos of herself everywhere.
Yes, and like there's the pink, and I feel like, you know what? I would do this. I feel like I would want to claim my territory in like a very 100%. Masculine apartment. Where
yeah, it's
like,
just crazy
sorry,
that
in New
it
York
happened.
City,
but to
like,
do it. But to do it on the first day is
insanity.
It's crazy. It's insanity. Also, I find it interesting. We never see her apartment, and we only see his apartment throughout the whole movie,
that is
which
weird.
Is weird.
That is true.
Oh, she's always tanning on the roof.
Yeah. We only see Catherine Hans.
Oh.
Yeah. Thought that was
I mean, should we talk about Maybe. Catherine Hahn as the therapist now?
Oh my god.
After the boys' poker night, he's finally had enough, and she thinks she's won, but he goes racing after her and he's like, I'll do anything, like let's get back together. And she's like, I think we should try couples therapy.
No, he says.
Oh no, yes. He's sorry. Yeah. Yes. He said, I think we should let's do couples therapy.
Well,
that's
he was ready to stop the relationship. He was like, this is my breaking point. And then his friends were like, you are so close to getting the Delauer diamond whatever at work. You have to suggest couples therapy. Mm-hmm. And then open the door, and there's Catherine. She plays it so well.
She's so good.
those big glasses, that shirt, the tunic up to the neck. She took all her makeup off, changed her composition of her face.
That she makes it. You know she makes, like, the relationship happen because she suggests going to Long Island for the weekend.
Yeah, so true.
Wait, the iconic line that he had in this scene is, why would I hit on other women when you have more than enough personality? She's like, oh, I'm really sweating. And she literally puts tissues on her armpits during the therapy. Like, it's unreal because it's like, who does that? Like, how is that not a red flag? Like, it's crazy.
I love when she accuses him of flirting with her, too, because Catherine.
Yeah, with the therapist. Because
like, he's so attractive, so she couldn't keep her composure. And she just like, oh.
I mean, I really can't get over, I'm telling you, how attractive both of them are. I can't get over it throughout the whole movie.
Gorgeous.
She has so many different hairstyles that she works. Yeah. Straight, curly, half up, half down, up to. It's just like, she's gorgeous. And he's constantly taking his shirt off. Just to change in the office, the shirt's coming off. And
the women are staring.
Oh my God. It's a delight, really.
I mean, well, they also, even before all of this, they had the movie theater scene.
Oh, she gets him punched.
Oh yeah,
him nestling on her boob. Yeah, I mean that was chemistry. That was hilarious. You're gonna tell me these two people didn't like each other?
Well,
like
in between every crazy moment, they show a glimpse of why these two characters work really well. Yes. And like their natural chemistry, and it just keeps stringing you along.
Yes,
exactly. And then how about whenever she says that she's a vegetarian and he made this beautiful lamb chop?
Oh, the food!
I would have to eat that lamb chop. Come on,
I couldn't say no.
That's from my diet. That's from my health.
It looks so good.
It's too good. My apologies. I think I said Long Island. It's Staten Island.
The Staten Island.
Yeah, so let's jump to Staten Island because this is when it heats up even more. You didn't think it'd get hotter. It's getting hotter, people, in Staten Island. They go to Staten Island and you see a glimpse of his family, which first off,
she walks into that house with that tube top, that skirt, is an iconic moment.
Looks it really
she looks is amazing. Yes, little tiny boobies, amazing. Just rocking it.
Yeah, completely. I'm not gonna lie to you. I did look up after or while I was watching to see if I could get that skirt anywhere. I'm not gonna lie to you because I love it. So they go and one comment is that. I don't understand how the mom's not scared of her because the mom called her. Like
the mom is
they
all
were
about
talking
this
on the phone, and she asked for baby photos. Like, how do you explain that? I'm making our children photoshopped. Like,
it has to be because he's never brought a girl home before.
I just think the mom's excited. Yeah,
exactly. She's just excited that he has a girlfriend that cares this much.
That's true. We get the bullshit scene, which is adorable.
So cute.
I'm obsessed. Well, we get to the house and instantly you can see on her face something changes in her where she feels so comfortable.
This is the real her.
It feels so familiar and it's just bringing out the side of her that she can't hide anymore.
Mm-hmm. I wonder too if it's a guilt thing as well. Like,
has to
be. It's fine to string along some guy in the city that I'm playing with, but now I'm going to go visit his family and they're good people and they're nice. And his mom hugs her in that way she can't handle. Mm-hmm. So, I feel like at that point she's like, I can't be a jerk here. I can't be this crazy lady right
don't
now.
Don't you just feel like they both know that they're playing each other the whole time, even though they don't know?
It does feel like that.
Right?
It feels it like they're feels almost like they trying know to one-up each other. Yeah.
Like,
really? I never felt like that. Really?
I think it's the circumstances of the bet where he's trying to get her to fall in love with him. So he keeps upping the stakes, like, they're going to see his family now. So I think it's just the circumstance of the bet where she keeps trying to up her game and he keeps trying to up it so that she falls in love.
Yeah. Because he even says,
I don't know, I believe them.
He even says, what happened to the adorable Andy at the beginning? Like, the night that they first met, what happened? I know that she's there. I don't know. I just feel like you get a little sense that, they know who the true person is or something. And that, they're doing craziness. I don't know.
I I feel like, though, people can be, like, their true self, but then insecurity gets in the way, and that's mm-hmm. what makes girls act crazy, which is, like, true. What happens with her friend all the time. Mm-hmm. So I almost feel like it's not an uncommon pattern
true.
For this to, like, be that. And it's, like, maybe once, like, men give you some security or whatever, your partner gives you some security in the relationship, then you can go back to your normal self. I mean, that's, like, a whole thing.
Back to Chelsea from the line.
But I love it, though. I think you're totally right. It is. Right.
It's true.
Yeah.
Right. Also, though, and I think... back to, like, him or going into this family scene, like, he also, you see him in a different light, yes. right? Like, you get to see mm-hmm. him, and I fall in love with him even yes. more, just, like, as, a, like, a character, because you, like, see him pick up his, like, nephew, yep. and he's hugging his mom, and, like, you're not seeing him as this, like, playboy advertiser mm-hmm. in the New York City. Like, you see that he has, like, a family side to him, and you're like, I want that.
Yep. It's so attractive to be close with your family. It really is.
It really is.
It's so attractive.
He looked really good in that Duke shirt.
I'm just saying.
Oh, I was waiting for that.
She wears a Duke shirt herself. Wow.
Her Durham shirt is actually different.
Oh. Sorry. Oh.
Similar.
But yeah, he did look really good in it.
Yeah. He's an attractive young lad.
He could pull off literally anything. Okay. So they have their little day of fun together. She's wearing jeans and a little white tank, and the jeans are folded over, right? And she just looks incredible again. Okay. The whole,
where'd she get that fit, by the way?
I don't,
she must have
gotta call
something.
Her up and ask.
She packed it.
I feel like the tank top almost looked like an Old Navy tank top from the early 2000s, though. It didn't look like that expensive, which I think made it look even
she
better.
She mixed and matched. She yeah. got, she has,
I mean, every outfit just looks so effortless yes. in this movie.
Yeah.
I think that's what really adds to their coolness as well, which is, like, even in the final scene in the yellow dress, she has, like, a low bun oh, in her yes. hair that looks like she just threw mm-hmm. it up, and she instantly looks gorgeous.
Yep.
Effortless.
They go back after getting splashed on the bike, on the motorbike, and then they go into a steamy shower, and this is where she starts crying, guys. And she's like, ooh. When your mom hugged me, she really hugged me. And you could just see that, like, ooh. She doesn't have that. She doesn't have that in her life, and this ugh. Meant something. And like Natalie said, she probably feels guilty, and just all of her emotions are coming out. Mm-hmm. And what does he decide to do?
She,
they go at it
she
in the shower.
Lifts her arms up, though. What like a confident, yeah. imagine just yes. being
this
like,
stuck with
here are
me.
My arms, take my shirt off.
True. Like,
this good move. Stuck with me.
Yeah. So they get to it in the shower, and you see these are their real personalities. They are in love with each other. They are obsessed with each other. They hop back on the ferry back to the big city, and they're hugging each other. They're so adorable. They're effortless. He drops her off, and this scene is so good because the whole time it's how to lose a guy in 10 days, and he says, don't plan anything on day 13. I got his Knicks ticket. This thing is
he's
forever.
Like, it's not over. It's not over.
It's no. never over.
It's adorable. She panics, and she's like, I can't write this article. There's no way. Now we get the yellow dress.
Ugh.
I don't think I could gorgeous, ever pull gorgeous, this dress gorgeous. Off. I mean, I think I can pull off a lot.
Not one bit. Not for me.
And I don't think I could ever do this. This same. Is...
Yeah, that's a hard dress to pull off.
This is the most beautiful dress ever on TV.
Yeah, she wears it well. I mean, yeah.
I just have a hot take.
Oh, I don't... Okay.
I'm like, maybe I'm just not like a yellow girl. Like, I don't.
I'm know. Not a yellow.
Like, and like you said, no one. I can't look, pull this off. Like, I'm never wearing this dress.
This dress
just, like,
on anyone else, I'm sure is not.
She's,
good.
But also she's so stunning. Like, I think she could have had a better dress. Like, I do. I think they could have put it her in a different color, the same.
But
style,
let me
maybe.
Say
like,
this.
She's so stunning.
But let me say
but
this.
I just think it could have been better.
Let me say this. No one else in a movie has a yellow dress because you wouldn't think
yeah maybe
yellow.
That's why it's iconic
and this makes it iconic
because it's such a unique dress.
I don't like a yellow. I do not like a yellow.
No,
I mean I
normally
think it worked,
like
I
yeah,
it worked
fair.
In the moment because it was like the backdrop of like the dark street and the contrast of the yellow dress, it flowed on her perfectly. It was
true.
Cut for her body
fair.
And also
yeah.
it primed the way for the jewelry. It was low cut.
Yeah.
It wasn't flashy. There was nothing on it. It was simple silk, no bra. So like bare bones dressed.
Which I also couldn't
which
do.
Which I could never.
No. No.
Never.
No.
You know what I mean?
No sticky boob would help the hope.
Oh, the big chested girlies can't handle it.
But also the back of the dress. Oh my gosh. So stunning. Like, she has a great back.
She has an incredible stunning back. If I bent over in that thing, it'd be full butt crack. It would just be full crack.
Everything would be out. Both sides. Everything. It would just don't. So she gets to, they get to the, whatever this auction is.
The gala?
Something. The gala. She gets her little diamond. She is the belle of the ball.
Isadora.
The Isadora. And
she's on cloud nine.
Now, Matthew McConaughey's boss goes up to her and he's like, I'm going to find out if she's in love. She won't admit it, but you know that she basically admits it. Yeah. And he's like, she is in love with you, Matthew. He is on cloud nine. He gets a glass of champagne. He is on his way. This is so ridiculous. I am so mad at this scene, but it had to happen. Those two dumb idiots Matthew works with tells Kate that it was all a setup.
Well, because they were being manipulated by the other co-workers who were like, oh, she's in on it. It's better hope she doesn't, like, tell anyone.
I know, but, like,
still stupid,
why?
Though. Like, yes. You could have said nothing. Like,
so stupid. But because of this, and then he finds out what she's doing, right? Everything comes to fruition at this. But then we get a little She's So Vain song.
This is such a good scene.
Icon.
It's so such a good, good scene. It's so good. So
well, because good. He also finds out after talking to Andy's boss that he was the subject of the How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days article. Yeah. So now they're both out for blood.
I love it.
And I support people getting revenge.
Yes, of course.
And going out for blood and not going quietly. Okay?
We will not go quietly into the night.
One thing about me is I won't bite my tongue. I support others that don't. Instead, they get a karaoke machine.
I support women's rights and I support their wrongs.
She was dancing the whole time. Like, she was in it. She's loving
it. Yeah, she's so into it.
She loved the revenge. She was like, get it, guys. This is exciting for me.
Andy goes on stage and she says, Benjamin Barry, everyone, give it up for Benjamin Barry. he prepared a song for us.
A musical treat or whatever she says.
Yeah.
So oh, good. Snack. She says snack.
Snack.
A little musical so snack good. For us tonight.
Also, her initials are Andy Anderson, AA, and his are Benjamin Barry, BB.
Oh.
Why did I
just
never put
interesting.
Them
AABB. Me either. Nice. I didn't until this time I watched it, but
I was thinking, ooh, I normally don't like, remember names. People's names in rom-coms, but they call each other by their names so much that it's impossible to forget. And I love that.
Yeah.
Me too.
Benji.
Benny boo 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 boo. We didn't even touch
our lover.
Oh, we didn't even. okay, so they basically are streaming each other in the streets of New York. And you think, oh no, this is over. But this is not over, obviously. Because Andy posts the article, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. But really, it is a tribute to him. She's in love with him.
Wait, we have to get her scathing line where he goes, well, you did it, Andy. You lost him. She's like, no, I didn't, Ben. Because you can't lose something you never had. Scathing.
So true.
That was such a good line.
It's so good.
And that's the inspiration for the Taylor Swift song August.
It is?
Is it really?
No, it just matches up the lyrics really well. Sorry. Because she says, because you were never mine, never mine. Okay, sorry, that was so niche. My TikTok is clearly like a very specific
thing. I love it. Get into it. It's good.
She posts the whole thing in the magazine. And he is grand romantic gesture time. He's off on his motorcycle, speeding. Mm-hmm. What bridge is this? I mean, how? She's in a cab, and they're stopping on a bridge in a construction zone to pull her over. And he calls bullshit on her.
I want to go where I can write.
Yeah.
I want to write.
You're running away, Andy.
Bullshit. You can write here, Andy. Then they make out, and he hands the cab driver $1 billion and says, take
that
her bags
so
back home.
Hot.
She has other means of transportation.
Classy.
I love it.
I have to say,
my cheeks are hurting the whole time.
I think the premise about her quitting her job because she can't write politics is really weird. She has a master's from Columbia. yeah. like in the movie, and she writes for mm-hmm. a fashion magazine. Yeah, but then she's mm-hmm. like, I'm gonna write a piece.
This
about-
is a classic.
Yeah, it like, is so weird. Why did you think that if you did good, you would be able to write about politics in a magazine that has never once published a political
That's what
article?
I'm saying.
About Tajikistan.
Like, doesn't she know that, like, New York Times focus on the U.S.? Like, couldn't she try to, like, go work at newspapers?
Yeah, she easily could have written for any other newspaper.
It's true.
Anyway.
So, do we go to Longshot, or...
Let's go.
Let's do it.
I think we can.
Synopsis, Ash.
What? Yours is so good.
Mine was so... Do you want me to repeat it?
Yours was so good.
Mine was really
no,
good.
No, I don't. Okay, Fred Flarsky, another illiterate name, played by Seth Rogen, is a bumbling but passionate journalist who runs into his childhood crush, Charlotte, at a high-end event. Charlotte Field, played by Charlize Theron, is a boss-ass bitch. She's Secretary of State and planning to run for president. Mm-hmm. She hires her old pal Fred as a speechwriter, and as they get to know each other, sparks fly. Can this odd couple make it work?
That was good.
Okay.
Pretty solid. Also, not another journalist. What's
true.
Because it's a trope.
Trope. Everyone's a journalist in a rom-com. Everyone's trying to get their voice out
in
there.
In a romantic comedy world, so everyone works in fashion or journalism.
Yeah.
Or so a bakery. True.
Yeah. The classic 1-2-3s.
Okay.
What was everyone's initial thoughts with this?
I love this movie.
This is a fun one. It's fun.
I think it's funny.
I think
it has
it's
a hard
cute.
Competition. It has a hard competition.
Yeah. It has such a hard competition. Yeah. I don't even see these two in the same category.
Agreed.
Like a Seth Rogen comedy is just way more crude. Okay, I love this movie. I think it's a little too crude for me.
Yes.
Like my normal sense of humor.
Yes.
And I almost feel like if it like some of the crudeness is really funny and it's like shocking, which is the point of a Seth Rogen movie, but I think it has such a good base for mm-hmm. a storyline that it could be an even better typical rom-com if you just even made it a PG-13. Like, it just doesn't go that far.
Couldn't agree more.
That was great. Yeah.
And like, I do like some of it. Like the opening scene, shocking. You're like, what in the world am I
it's
in
for? It's so good. Come on.
It's crazy. But I do ultimately like love it. I love the soundtrack. I love like who the characters are and like the actual issues that they're going through.
Yeah.
But I just think the crudeness is a little.
I mean, completely agree. Like, and I know that the last what we were just discussing, I kept saying that everyone wants to see really good looking people. I don't mind Seth Rogen. Like, I'm here for this couple. Yeah. But I think what put me over the edge was what you're saying, the crude humor. I was just like, sometimes I was just like, it's making this unattractive because I'm cringing a little bit. It's just too much. But I was laughing, and there are a lot of funny moments in this.
I would be interested to see what the demographics of the people that watch this were. Like, is it to appeal to a wider audience? Because maybe it appeals to the male audience as well, whereas How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days
probably
was pretty exclusively a female audience.
Except for, my brother, who loves it. But that's
he's, like, not for most of these movies.
Yeah.
Icon. And our dads.
True. That's true.
My dad is a rom-com boy. If I watch any sort of action movie, he's like, that is bad for your brain.
But not How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
No, if he had it his way, we would watch exclusively rom-coms.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed.
I mean, let's talk about the star power first.
Yeah.
Charlize Theron is such a versatile actress.
She's incredible.
I mean, can you believe that this is the same woman who plays Furiosa in Mad Max?
No.
Yeah.
Like, can you even believe it?
No. It's incredible.
Because in this movie, she's charming. She's smart.
Yes.
She's funny. Like, I would vote for this person in an instant if she was actually a politician.
Same. Yeah.
Absolutely stunning, too. Like, I can't get over her hair the whole time. I can't get over her face the whole time.
Yes.
Like, I can't stop looking at her the entire movie, and all I'm thinking the whole movie is, I want to be this woman.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
She's so charismatic.
Yeah.
She actually cares.
Like, and she dances to Boys to Men, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And you know what?
So relatable.
You know what? Seth feels the same way. And he even did when he was 13, and he got a boner. Just listening to her speak, okay?
That's
the backstory
really
is she was his, did you say this? I forget. She was his babysitter growing up. Mm-hmm. And he was always in love with her. And they run into each other at an event. And
and it's right after he loses his job, or rather he quits his job because his the paper he works for was bought by a huge media conglomerate, and he's very anti-big media. He thinks people should be able to write the truth about what's going on and not, you know, whatever the media wants to see.
Yeah.
And so he runs into her at this event. He sees her across the room and is so embarrassed. And she calls him over, and his friend is freaking out.
Okay. This leads me to one
Paris,
of the things.
You have something?
This is just too crazy for me. When he falls down the stairs, this was too much for me. I'm like, or when he fell out the window when he was with the Nazis, like, I'm like, you would die. You would die for both of these.
It's giving a little bit slapstick comedy.
Yes. It is slapstick.
Okay, I have my soapbox now, if you will. I think that we're talking about, going back quickly to our conversation about demographics, I think that this hits a very, like, specific, like, powerful woman demographic, which we all are. And in a crate, like, this movie empowers women to not feel like I can't have it all. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so nice. And, like, it features even, like, this skips so much, but, like, even the ending scene of, like, my job is to support her. And it's, like, I loved that scene.
Yes,
and I have so many lines that really speak to my soul in here. And even in their first meeting, well, first of all, she's just so relatable, like, trying to chew on a skewer underneath the table so you don't look crazy. Like, at a professional event, like, I can't tell you how many, like, firm events I've gone to recently, and I'm, like, quickly turning, and I'm, like, telling my friend, like, make sure no one's watching me, and I'm, like, stuffing a taco in my mouth because I will still be eating. But, like, the way he just interacts with her with such admiration and he's not afraid of who she is.
Yes.
And he's not, like emasculated by her is what I think takes her so much with him. And I just think it's so powerful because he has so many lines throughout that I just kept writing down that I'm obsessed with. And in this first scene when they're seeing each other again, he was like, oh, it's like amazing. You accomplished like everything like you wanted to do. And she's like, oh, well, I'm trying. Typical woman putting down everything she's accomplished. And he goes, you've done it. And it's just like, I can't.
You're selling me. Like, you're selling me.
No, it's so true. No. I still stand by 10 things or whatever. Why do I want to say 10?
I know. I keep wanting to say 10.
Like, how to lose a guy in 10 days. Like, still, I think the better rom-com overall. But I just think, like, as a pitch for this movie, for being such a solid choice, I just think it has a different lens. And the crudeness, like we've talked about already, just is, like, puts too much of a film over it, but when you strip it away, it has such a good heart that really can, like, if you are a powerful woman out there, keep going, because you can have it all.
Oh,
and men might find it intimidating.
Paris,
who cares? Because the right guy will
snaps for
you,
Paris,
and he will not be scared about, he will not be scared of you.
So
he will
true
be proud of you and want to support you, and I stand by that.
Yeah.
And that's why I have to stand by this movie a little bit.
Oh my god,
that's my soapbox.
Wow. Please go in the running, please. Is it too late? It's never too late. Never too late for a good candidate.
I'm not old enough. Anyway, so that was my little soapbox.
No, you're completely right, and I think it's something that we don't often see, especially in the rom-com.
Exactly.
Correct.
Right. Like, genre, it's usually the big city girl gives up her job to move back home and be with a small town boy, and they choose love over career, and that's almost always how it goes. Mm-hmm. So it is kind of refreshing to see a movie like this, and it is refreshing to see a man not at all threatened by a powerful woman and doesn't
he likes it.
Yeah, he loves it. I mean, this is also skipping ahead, but near the end of the movie, he literally gets caught jacking it off to her giving a speech.
True.
Because
true.
He's so moved by her.
Iconic. But Ash, in that same scene, I have a quote from them, and she's like, I have to compromise in my world, and he's like, why? Because you're a woman? And she's like, yeah, like I do. And then he's like, okay, that makes sense. Like, you just keep throwing it in, like pointing out these issues of that women face in the current world of trying to be powerful, and then he's like, okay, yeah, you're right, go ahead, pop off, sis. Anyway, we really found
you're really
it.
Selling me.
And even with the role reversal too, like she's not trying to change him. Like, I feel like oftentimes the girl will make changes to appease the guy, right? And he's still him. Like, even at the end, like, he's still his weird Seth Rogen self.
Yeah. They help each other, but they also stay true.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Neither one of them are asking each other to change, but they are giving each other a better platform to do what they do best. Yes. Like, she's giving him a platform to speech write and really have his voice heard, which is what he's been wanting this entire time.
And he
gives her the platform to, you know, be the one in the spotlight, which she needs.
Mm. Wow.
Okay, I love this. I mean, so much more than I thought I was going to.
They're a great couple. I mean, and it's just hilarious all the way through.
It is
what
funny.
What was your top funny scene? Anyone?
Maybe Paris. I loved when she was, they go out partying to let loose.
That's what you're going to say too.
And she's like drunk and high and a mess. And she has to get called into like the situation room.
Because there's a U.S. hostage, and she has to negotiate hostage release while she's high out of her mind. She has her sunglasses on, and she's got like her little going out jacket where she's incognito, and she goes under the desk, and she's like, "Listen,
she's smoking a cigarette between you and while I. she's talking to the guy."
Between you and me, we don't negotiate with terrorists, but we do negotiate with homies. And I mean, this is, again, a testament to Charlize Theron that she has the breakaway comedic scene in a movie with Seth Rogen.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, she is hilarious.
She's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's iconic.
I mean, so most of the movie is them going to different locations because she's on her tour. She's Secretary of State. She has this big initiative, the Trees, Bees, and Seas Act or initiative. And she's going around to get all the countries to sign off on it. So we get a scene in Switzerland where she tells him that he needs to dress nicer.
That's funny, too, when he comes out in that, like, traditional garb.
Yeah. Looking like he's about to perform.
I would love to do that prank on someone.
And this is where we first see him really stand up to her about her compromising her morals and kind of reminds her of why she got into this in the first place, because she's like, we're getting rid of the seas, part of the Bees, Trees, and Seas Act. And they both have to look at each other's, from their, each other's perspective. He has to see that she's in a really tough position and she does have to compromise sometimes. And she has to see that he wants her to be true to herself and that he took this job because he is passionate about the issues. And then we go to the Philippines, where there's, like, a threat on her life. And this is where we get the sparks, right? They're trapped in this, in the emergency room, you know, not sure if they're going to live or die. And they hook up. And it's sparks.
Yeah.
I mean, also the secret agent or whatever. The
He's
like, his facial expressions make everything. He's like,
So Seth Rogen
and then they're in the
tells
helicopter,
him.
He's like,
Seth Rogen tells him, like, "Can we keep this between us? Can you not let anyone find out about this?" And he's like, "Look, no one would believe me if I told them." But we see them; they start a relationship together where they're kind of having this secret hookup.
Yeah.
And she has a really funny, like, right hand man type character, Maggie, who is like, I know what's going on between you two and it needs to stop.
Yeah.
And so she tries to convince Charlotte, Charlize Theron's character, like, you cannot be with this guy, you're running for president. So she shows all these examples of how would people feel if Lindsay Lohan dated Shrek, or some examples like that or something. I don't remember what the exact ones were.
Aggressive.
And she's like, the voters aren't gonna like this if you come clean with him. And so she tells Seth Rogen, like, we have a plan going forward to make you kind of more acceptable to the public eye and all this stuff. And eventually we can go public with our relationship. And he's just not about it. He's like, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to change myself and go through all of this. So they call things off.
Well, also the tunnels part kills me. He's like, I'm going to be your Marilyn. They're like, so like we're naming random presidents. Like, they put in these tunnels for their mistresses. And I'm like, what's going on in the government? You got to get in on it. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry, Ash. Keep going.
So they call things off. And the current president, who must be a parody of, like, every past president we've had. He's, like, a TV actor, and he's not running for the next election so he can be a movie actor. And he's just such
Reagan was an actor.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he wants to call off the trees part of her initiative.
Yeah.
And she's not about it. And she's like, I'm not going to do that. So they essentially blackmail her. They got his laptop footage of him being a weirdo and like jacking it off to her. Is that jacking it off? I need to know if that's the right term going forward.
Is I don't jacking know. Off? I'm afraid to Google it right now. So
okay, well he's pleasuring himself.
Leave a comment below.
Ash, no.
Again, the crude humor of this movie, guys.
So he's crude.
He's jacking off to
no, jacking the it video, off, obviously.
Jacking it off to her. And it's like just such a embarrassing video. And so she is taking the trees out of the act because she's like, this can't go public. And he tells her, you don't have to protect me, and realizes, oh, she's not doing this to protect me. Mm-hmm. She's doing this to protect herself. Mm-hmm. And that's where the fight that Paris had brought up earlier comes in. She's like, I'm going to get more flack for this than you are. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get judged more for being with you than you are for doing what you do. Gosh, what happened
next? I don't know.
So they go their separate ways, and she is going to go announce her presidency, and he eventually, like, they're sad apart, and he eventually calls her and is like, I'll do it. I'll be your Marilyn. Like, I'll be sneaking around until the image is good. And then you see her listen to it, and she's like, no, I don't want to accept this. You know, she talks to her right hand and says, I don't want to accept it. I don't want him to change for me. And then you see her go to give her presidential speech. Pause. Sorry, real quick. He has a crazy interaction with his best friend, who turns out to be like a Christian Republican. And like that whole scene has me rolling.
It's so funny.
It was a good scene.
Like he's like, you're a Republican and I'm a racist. And like, I don't know what's happening anymore. It's just like, it's like such a great comedic scene on like things don't might not be as you see, like as it seems, but it's all okay and you can still love people. And
when he's slowly realizing that he's also Christian, he's like, wait, you've talked about like these divine powers like interacting in our lives before. Are you Christian? And he's like, why do you think I wore this cross? He's like, I thought it was a cultural thing. And then he's like, we pray for you. And he's like, don't pray for me.
Wait, and then he goes, yeah, the GOP and the G-O-D. It is such a good scene. But then you get her on the stage announcing her presidency, and she's like, hearkening back to when she's a little girl, and then she says, you know what, screw this, I'm gonna stay true to myself, mm-hmm. because she even learned from him, and she literally drops the mic and she's like, slut shame me if you want, America, this is what you're gonna get, stand by me, I'm standing by my man, I guess.
Like, I would take this any day over the current situation, you know what I mean? Like, this is great.
Yeah.
I love it.
Like an iconic woman and ready, you know, to what? Speak up.
Mm-hmm.
It is nice that he loves her so much in that video.
Look, I promise listeners, watch the movie, it's more than this one jacking it off scene.
He could have been sleeping with prostitutes or cheating or doing some illicit drugs in the video, but he's so moved by his woman's speech, okay?
It does mean a lot. It means a lot. Do we want to go? Oh, wait. Ew. This is now my favorite little segment that we have. I want to talk about the Rotten Tomatoes, like, what...
Wait, can I say one?
Yes.
The end... First of all, the ending montage, obsessed with him and his painting, but then the last song is... Dancing on My Own,
yes.
Robin. This song is everything to me. My senior dance piece was to Dancing on My Own, not by Robin, but by Callum Scott. Aww. Like, this song is everything. So the fact that I already, like, love this movie so much about a powerful woman that it's this closing song. Like, this movie, good one. I mean, not as good for rom-com as the other, but everybody, please watch it.
But it is good.
It is good.
Everyone
should
watch it.
Yeah.
Underrated.
You have to see past the crew.
Underrated. Yes. Good word.
Underrated. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna say what the critics have to say about this based off Rotten Tomatoes. Okay, so How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. They say Matthew McConaughey and Kate Hudson are charming together, but they can't overcome How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days' silly premise and predictable script. I'm sick of critics constantly shaming romantic comedies. We say this every time that we read this. All they freaking have to say about these movies is like,
Typical. Yeah, that's why we're here for it. Dig a little deeper. We did. Think about all the things we discovered talking about this movie. Ridiculous. All right.
Therapy.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, long shot.
Chelsea from Love is Blind, just watch How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. You'll be okay.
Should okay. be a requirement.
Long shot. They said, a sharp and deceptively layered comedy that's further fueled by the odd couple chemistry of its leads, this long shot largely hits its marks. Fair enough.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
It does.
One thing that's also interesting that I had to pull when I was doing a little research is that, you know how at the beginning we said that Long Shot was an 81% score on Rotten Tomatoes by critics.
Wow.
And How to Lose a Guy was a 42% by critics. But do you want to know the audience score?
Yes.
How to Lose a Guy was 77 and Long Shot 74. They're tied, wow. people.
Wow.
And audience loves it so much more. I mean, how dare the critics give it a 40%? And then the audience is like, no, people, it's 77.
They don't
yeah.
get it. Wow. Critics don't get it.
They don't.
Nope.
All right. I just had to share that. Let's go through these numbers because we're close to closing time, people. All right. Tropes. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Give them to me.
Ugh, where do we even begin?
I mean,
New York City.
Yeah.
Journalists.
Yeah. I mean,
hot man.
Everyone's hot. I mean, the whole thing is antics. It's just yeah. fun. I mean,
they're both like essentially the bet, right? They're both essentially doing a fake relationship bet almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is a big trope. I mean, yeah, there's just, it's antics filled.
I just we think have the whole thing is tropes.
Oh, we have the lovelorn best friend.
Yeah. Well, yeah, well, but they were splashed. Yeah. It's, yeah, those things like this completely.
The meeting the family.
Yes. All the friends. The friend gets together.
Yeah.
You get the side characters.
Dress reveal, walking down steps in a dress.
That's true. That's so true. Grand romantic gesture. It's just everything. Mm-hmm. I just think it's everything.
Everything.
Do we dare say 10?
Yeah.
Is that too much, Ash? You usually hold me back when I get crazy.
Well, we were struggling a little bit to come up with more.
I know. That's what I was going to say.
That's the only thing.
Nine?
I would say 9, yeah.
Fine. All right. Tropes for a long shot.
I mean, Journalists.
Opposites, yeah.
Or the odd couple.
Little bit of New York. Not really, though.
Yeah.
I mean, the forced proximity.
True.
They spend so much time together because he's hired on as her speechwriter.
I mean, they do childhood obsession. They do know each other from childhood.
Yeah, yeah.
There are some tropes. It just doesn't feel as tropey.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, there's definitely the quirky best friend kind of thing in the assistant.
I wouldn't say quirky, but definitely the aspect of the best friends, like the side people.
Or yeah. wacky.
Yeah.
Someone trying to help someone. Is that like her giving him a job? Would that be a trope or not?
Well, them
really?
Building each other up is definitely one for sure.
Yeah.
What do we think? Like, it does seem like we're listing a lot, like 8. But
and
it's
grand
not...
romantic. I don't know if we said that already. But...
Yeah. 8?
Yeah, like maybe an 8. 7.5?
Paris.
Yeah, 7.5. Okay. I feel like why the critics even said that about the. Why do I want to say 10 things I hate about you? How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days is because there's so many tropes that it feels predictable, even though that's what we love. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whereas Long Shot, it felt like more of an original plot.
Agreed.
So
yeah.
I mean, it had the tropes, but it did it in a little bit less of a cliched way, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Okay. Quality. How to Lose a Guy. 10.
I mean, the acting is phenomenal in it. I have
the
to
chemistry
say.
Chemistry is off the charts.
That's great.
You believe off everything. The charts.
Oh, it's, I'm kicking my feet now.
Yes, it's hitting on all cylinders, people, for quality. And talk about one of the greatest of all time. I mean, this was 2003.
It's so good.
We're still kicking our feet over it.
All right, let's
and
do it.
It ages well. Like,
yeah.
It really did.
There's nothing crazy like Sweet Home Alabama, some stuff you're like, what's going on? But like other stuff, it's okay. This one's okay.
All right, 10, quality for Long Shot. This is
It's good too, though. Really high quality.
High quality movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we have to put it at least equal. Or
I was going
to
say female empowerment just like knocks it out of the park for me.
Yeah.
So true. All right.
I mean, Charlize Theron, is she Oscar nominated? I mean, if not, she should be.
Yeah, let's give it a 10.
She's
because
really a top tier actress.
I was only gonna. When do we want to downgrade for crudeness?
But
though,
that I was just gonna say. Yeah. I think that might factor into comedy, though.
But then it's like okay, yeah.
Right. Okay. Or do we do a 9.5? Do we do a 9.5? Because I was cringing.
But then it's like, do we bring down How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days for the silliness?
Maybe we also because there's like action too. Like they almost die in one of the scenes.
Yeah.
So it's like rom-com and light action. So maybe it is a 9.5.
I'm sorry. I can't move How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days from a 10. It's just highest quality.
Oh, of course.
But
oh no, I wasn't debating. No.
Yeah, but I heard Ash say it, so I just wanted to state my side.
I'm saying I just don't think Long Shot's less quality than How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
I think that, like Paris said, though, with the humor, but I'm fine factoring that into comedy section. And
well,
if we want to keep this a 10.
Is it quality of a good movie, or is it quality as a rom-com? How are we
quality
deciding?
As a rom-com, yes.
I think it takes it down. I don't know. As kicking
the quality
for me.
Category
true.
Is just quality of the movie. The quality of rom-com.
Quality.
The scale is based on quality, like, the scale is going to be skewed because we're only reviewing rom-coms. So obviously, it's not going to be a 10 out of 10 compared to, like, Good Will Hunting or Forrest Gump or something.
Right.
Fine.
So it's then, scaled down, but it's still...
I mean, debatable.
Quality is the quality of the... True. Is quality of the movie.
That's another part.
So it's
quality of the rom-com
not,
is the
not,
cumulative yeah. score.
Got it.
So are we giving it a 10?
I say 9.5.
I do too.
10,
I say
9.5.
Fine.
Okay,
sorry.
Good. Okay, lightheartedness for How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Come on now. 10.
I mean, a 10.
My heart
very
is
light.
Light.
10.
Very
light.
Nothing
I
bad
happens. I almost floated out of the room.
It's 10.
Yeah, it's a 10.
All right, lightheartedness for Long Shot.
A little serious.
Definitely less.
I would say, like... 8.5.
I mean, the weight of the world is on her shoulders.
They almost die.
The weight of the world. The weight of the country is on her shoulders, people.
The future of our nation.
To breathe like a Navy SEAL in this movie. Mm-hmm. 4 seconds in, 4 seconds out.
Yes.
Like, there's some intense moments.
Yeah.
There are.
I mean, the beginning scene, he almost dies.
Right.
He's surrounded by
Nazis. That is intense. It's intense. Very intense for this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, a 7.
Maybe
it still
a 7.
Is, like,
I didn't think it was...
It's still comedy heavy where in all the serious moments, you're still giggling. So I wouldn't go...
I didn't think it was that heavy.
Yeah.
I think it was 8.
8?
Okay.
That's just me.
Maybe
so
7.5.
Even higher.
7.5.
Okay.
There we go.
Meet in the middle.
All right. 7.5. All right.
I just... Normally, we do it based on kind of the stakes of the movie almost. And the stakes of this movie were high.
True.
High stakes for sure.
I guess that's what you, if you care about having a female president.
Yeah.
The stakes are
the future of the nation was in her hands. Because let's be honest, I'm sure none
also,
of the other
crazy
candidates
crazy that it was for 2020. Little did we know what would happen. Yeah. Anyway,
also the whole weight of the world is on her shoulders though, because it's all about the environmental thing that will save the planet.
So it's like double trouble.
Yeah.
The trees, the bees, and the seas are all...
Yeah, okay. 7.5. Well, 7.5.
7.5.
All right. Comedy for How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
10.
Hilarious.
So funny.
I'm laughing the whole movie.
Hilarious.
I'm laughing the whole movie.
I loved it.
I couldn't. My cheeks hurt.
I really was,
say,
too.
I forgot to talk about the scene where he throws the purse on the ground where they all pretend that they didn't. Like,
oh, I love
yeah,
that
is
scene.
Good.
And they find the next tickets. I love that scene.
We also missed that she named his penis Princess Sophia.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about that. Oh.
There's too much.
There's too much.
There's too, many
There's
moments.
Too much. Yeah, and, we like, can't cover it all.
It's so much in the little, too. Like, they really carry out these, like, little facial expressions, these little interactions, like, that just send me over the edge.
We didn't even talk about Women of New York, frost yourselves.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, really, we should just quote the whole movie. It's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Long Shot, comedy. And this was funny.
It was funny.
It was funny.
It's funny.
It but like we said, it's coming down for the crude humor.
For the crude. Okay.
Yeah, it's just not my vibe.
It's not my vibe either. I think it's Ash's vibe. Seven. I think Ash is, this is right up Ash's alley.
I love Seth Rogen.
I didn't say no, I don't I like it.
No, I think it's hilarious. Guys just said it's not your vibe, so.
No, I still laugh, but like when I'm watching some people fall in love, like I don't really like to see cum on someone's face.
Yes,
okay, that was one scene. That was one scene. And we have talked about it so much that it does feel like the entire movie. It was one scene. Most of the movie was not like that.
Okay, no, but like I said, the little things, he jumps out the window, he should be dead. He falls on the stairs, he should be dead. Like, some of it was just too much for me.
That's just slapstick.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Okay, it was like a second story window. Everyone knows you can survive under three stories.
Oh, what? He slammed his face on a car. His body was broken in half. Okay, what's the score for comedy? 9?
8.5.
8?
Yeah, 8.5.
8.5, okay.
Yeah.
Romance, How to Lose a Guy.
Oh, 10.
Yeah, I was going to say 10, right? It has to be a 10.
The chemistry is unreal.
Yeah,
you can't
just
beat it.
Don't get us started.
It's absolutely, started. I mean, this is, if you looked at my spreadsheet, the line for How to Lose a Guy is 10. It's 10. It's just outrageous. All right, long shot romance.
I mean, we've talked about how good they are as a couple.
We love them as a couple. Yeah.
I agree.
I mean, there aren't too many swoon-worthy moments in it, so I would think that brings it down a bit.
Yeah.
I agree.
So maybe like an 8.
I was thinking 8.
I'm okay with that.
I think they're cute together, but it's like, I didn't ever fall in love watching their love.
Yeah, that's true. I mean?
Mm-hmm. Like, I had to analyze it a little bit deeper.
So. That's true.
Modern couple, you know?
Do you want to know the scores for this?
I mean, we know who's going to be outrageous.
I mean, okay. We gave Tropes for How to Lose a Guy a 9, so that's why it's coming in at not a 50, but a 49 out of 50 points.
Wow.
High is so good.
Longshot still did really well. It's a 41. Like, if you're in the 40s, you're doing well in this bracket. So, I don't know. I'm impressed.
Wow.
I mean, How to Lose a Guy is just, like, everything.
It's everything.
Like, I cannot find one fault in it. It is one of the rom-coms that I, like, I can watch rom-coms over and over, but sometimes, like, okay, I need to wait a couple months because I just watched this. Like, I could rewatch this every week and laugh at a new part, kick my feet, giggle.
Yeah.
Longshot's still amazing, and I really encourage everybody to go watch it and, like, get yourself a little boost, but... I mean, just nothing beats this. I feel like when I think of rom-com, I think of
this.
Yeah. That's it.
Totally. Well, that wraps up this episode, guys. Thanks for joining us, guys. It was such a pleasure to have both of you on.
Thanks for having.
It was so fun.
Thanks, Tara.
Don't forget to check out the bracket on our website. The link is in the description. We'll also be posting the final scores.
Send us your thoughts on this week's episode at thetropereport@gmail.com.
Or check out our Instagram and Twitter @thetropereport, where we post quotes from each episode.
If you want even more Trope Report, check out our Letterboxd account, where we are posting reviews of the movies we have watched.
Next week, we'll have Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist versus 50 First Dates. I mean, to me, I've never seen Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist, and it doesn't interest me at all. And when it's going up against 50 First Dates,
oh my God.
Landslide, in my opinion. But we'll see what Ash has to say next week.
I don't know if I've seen it either. But we'll see. At least giving it a chance.
I'll give it a chance. I'm going to watch it.
Ashley, you've definitely told me to watch Nick and Nora's
Nick
playlist.
I've never seen this movie. Paris lies.
I don't know. I don't lie.
I've
never
seen this movie before.
If you're dying to find out if Ashley actually watched this, just tune in next week and she'll let us know.
Okay, guys. Until next time.
Keep it romantic.